managerial candidate that's different from the other people who were available to them. I'll give them that opportunity. I think they've earned that.
That's the press conference, right? I mean, that's the most important thing for the Cubs to get across to anybody who's listening and wants to pay attention is, how is this different? You know, usually in baseball and a lot of sports, you do the pendulum thing, right? You go from Ozzie, that guy, that personality, to Robin, who is on the other side of things.
It's different, though, because they're not.
This is different.
Because they're not going from one manager to another manager. Right. They're going from one manager to a different paradigm in which they themselves have greater control over the clubhouse. And people have very disparagingly, he's got a puppet. He wants to... I use the term instrument. Yeah, I mean, if you want to derisively refer to him as a puppet, you can. But modern managers are instruments of the front office, and the silos are being tipped over. The walls are being knocked down. It's not just going from one manager, one guy in that clubhouse, to a different guy. They're going to a different way of doing baseball business.
I'm not sure that that's the right way. And this is my influence from having Joe on the show. And one of the things that Joe talked about towards the end, I actually asked him about the manager as the extension of the front office. Mm-hmm. And he pointed out that it's important to make sure that you have someone who does have a dissenting opinion about the way things are and how to, in baseball in particular, maybe it's a different way that we go about the same objective, and adding that opinion to the mix of what we as an organization then go out and decide.
Right.
There is some trepidation for me in that, well, now if we are to believe of as Ross in the puppet, as a puppet, I do worry about there not being enough dissension in thought on how the game is moving and changing, and in some cases moving back to some of the things that we kind of started to devalue in the game.
Honestly, I think that dissension's important. Like, Team of Rivals is a really great idea, and
I think
and
dissent needs to be something that, is different from dissension.
Yeah, that's probably true.
You're right.
Yeah.
I would hope, though, that the hires of Craig Breslow and Justin Stone as director of pitching, director of hitting, respectively, that they hired those guys because they looked around and said, you know, you guys aren't doing this. I do this. I think this could help you. Because that's kind of the resume that those guys have. Stone in his work, you know, here locally, and Dan, you know. And Breslow's one of the early adopters of the Rapsodo stuff. He was working with one back in 2016 when he was still pitching. So that doesn't necessarily mean that they're looking around going, hey, here's something else you guys could be doing. You guys interested in this? I can do this for you if you want to. But I'm hoping that that's the case, because they do need, the Spurs need to be in the player development thing just as much as they've got to be in that 25-man roster. Because when you develop one pitcher in this many drafts, and you can argue how well-developed James Norwood's been, that's not good.
I'm also curious on how much they're paying him. Because
what do you think? 800?
No, I think $1.5 million. That sounds about right to me. But it was another one of the things that I talked with Joe about, that the guys like Girardi or Madden or Bochy, and I know Bochy's retiring, or Tito, the days of the $5 million manager, for the most part, those are over. Now Joe got what, a little over $4 million?
Yeah, something like that.
But those days are over, and I do wonder about that, on what it was worth to David Ross to come back and manage this team and be given an opportunity, and if we are seeing that money go from the guy in the dugout, if that's going to be something that continues.
Yeah, see, I have really no worries about them being able to foster a contradictory thoughts or Team of Rivals, or, like you say, dialectical discussions in that regard. I don't worry about it. I just think it's going to be different. It isn't going to be this sort of compartmentalized us against them. It's not Lou Brown saying, you know, we got to stick it to the organization, or, you know, the only people that matter, people in this clubhouse, and, you know, spies in the weight room, or that kind of thing. I think it's on a higher level.
The Nagy stuff.
I think it's on a higher level than that now. I think they a lot of these organizations actively go out of their way to try to make their thinking a little bit uncomfortable. And they like you say, Theo famously starts meetings, what don't we know? He got his answer. The answer was a lot.
I'm also a little worried about the overcorrection that Ross will not be his full self because he knows that people are looking for him to not be a buddy.
Oh, he's got months to sink into it, though, right?
Hopefully.
Doesn't the length of contract interest you, too?
Yes.
They tie him up to 2020. If he gets a two-year deal with a third-year option or something like that,
we're going to find out
quick.
Tie
him up with everybody else to 2021,
absolutely.
Or if he gets the five-year deal, that would be interesting.
You're listening to WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score, and Radio.com Sports Station. You guys know if I was named program director of The Score, I'd yell at you, right?
I hope so.
I'd hope so.
Okay.
No, I want that.
Just so we're clear.
Yeah, that's fine.
If that ever happens, you guys are getting yelled at.
All right.
I'm fine with that.
All right.
But then you got to deal with Shane every day.
No, I won't, because he'll be the first one fired.
You got to change up some of that core, man.
In the new world order that ends up happening around here, that's before I get the keys to the office.
God.
Shane, out of here.
Like on your ride in, making a phone call.
I'm
gonna
make him come in too. Like I'm not gonna call him at home. I'm gonna make him come in.
Shout out to people who administrate and who manage and who do all that. I could not. I mean. Can't imagine
Thank
how
you.
They do.
Oh, there the it keys, is. They're jingling.
The official handing of
Shane,
the keys.
You're fired.
That's it for Shane. That didn't take long.
I'm just kidding, Shane. I'd have something for you to do.
I would never sleep.
That's a nice car.
You think I worry enough having just one job? Can you imagine having to worry for everybody about everything?
Yeah, it's a lot.
Oh, I'd be a complete wreck.
Yeah,
I don't know how people do it.
Don't put talent in charge because we're the worst.
Oh,
we're so the worst. That's Dan Burstein and Connor McKnight. Connor, you take Mitch's keys back, please. Unless I actually am now the program director of The Score.
Nice owner of a new
Wait a minute.
Car.
What if there's some obscure British law or something that says like the actual conferring of the keys does mean that
laws
technically
on the books somewhere.
Right, somewhere it's still actually codified
the card said moops.
It's like Excalibur that once it's
pulled
your possession,
out the, you got right. it. All right, well. All right, great. Well, then everyone's fired. Join Northwestern football at Ryan Field this fall when the Wildcats host Iowa, Purdue, and Minnesota in Big Ten play. Single game tickets to see Chicago's Big Ten team are on sale now at nusports.com. And this hour is being brought to you by Mancari Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on 95th Street in Oaklawn. Tony, you still have a job. Let's go. David, I appreciate it, man. I'll be in touch.
My pleasure. Thank you very much. And make sure you tell my man Shane Rodier and I said what's up.
All right, I can do that. That's David Deal.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
The number one thing that I came away from was footwork. I thought footwork was just okay.
Okay. The good thing is, if there's one thing that Chicago knows, it's footwork. Let's go, Tony! We are killing it right now with a certain demographic, Tony. A certain Chicagoan is hearing us play this, and like never in a million years did they think that Watch My Feet would end up on The Score in the context of the Bears quarterback. That's why I love this stupid radio show that we do.
We just became somebody's all-time favorite radio
You're show. You're damn right we did, and we should. Because we know about footwork. This is Chicago, baby. Home of footwork.
This is Chicago.
Make me a bicycle, clown.
We are broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios. Visit your local Hyundai dealer and test drive the Hyundai Palisade today. My name is Lawrence Holmes, and I got you for the next 2 hours. There is big news on the Cubs front. They have reportedly hired a manager in David Ross. We hope to hear officially on when there might be an introductory press conference. We'll talk with our guy Bruce Levine coming up in a little bit. I put out the bat signal, man. I was like, get the baseball people on the show today. Bruce is going to be on the show today. Matt Spiegel Wayne? Is going to join me. Wait, what?
You said Bruce Wayne?
No, not Bruce Wayne. You're not supposed to know that he's Batman. Did you see his origin story? Never mind. So those two are going to be on the show. And the monthly visitor, she came up with that. Layla Rahimi. Now, initially, Layla was going to come in here and set the Bears on fire. But considering that she hosts a baseball show, we're probably going to get her thoughts on David Ross.
Ooh, the Bears are so happy.
Yeah, the Bears are very lucky. The Bears are, because, I mean, we knew what we were going to do today before the Ross news happened. And they get to kind of have the Mitchell Trubisky press conference quietly today. Tony has to put the counter away. I was thinking on my way up the escalator, I was like, should I just have Campy listen to the Mitchell press conference so that we have... And I'm like, it'll keep, right? Can we all... All right, show of hands. Ray, you're included in this too. Show of hands. Do we all need a break from talking about Mitchell Trubisky? Did you guys hear what happened last night at the Blackhawks game?
Oh, yeah. A kid mentioned that he wanted to be Mitchell Trubisky for Halloween.
Yeah, man. Mitch cannot win with the United Center crowd. Wasn't it the Bulls game?
Yeah.
That's right, Chris Bryant. So, wasn't it the Bulls game when he got introduced at the Bulls game after getting drafted? People were like, boo.
Yeah, that one was unfair.
It's, well.
At the time, it was. At the time.
Was it, though? Was it? All right, let's start the show as we start all things with the rundown.
Run them down.
The rundown.
This is your rundown for Wednesday, October 23rd. We start with the breaking news. And the breaking news is that the Cubs are going to announce David Ross is their new manager. This is what Theo Epstein said about Ross's role with the team last year.
He's been, you know, a good advisor in the current role. He's been a valuable resource for the players and for Joe and the coaching staff. Us in the front office, he's spent a lot of time learning different perspectives in the game by sort of immersing himself in different departments. So he's been valued. And I don't know what his future holds. That's ultimately be up to him what he wants to do in this game. But I think he's made good use of his time learning the game from a different perspective since he's been playing.
It looks as if David Ross would like to be manager of the Cubs and that things are moving in that direction. More on that coming up. Bruce Levine's going to join me. Matt Spiegel's going to join me. I got Bruce for the news. I got Spiegs for the analysis. So it's going to be all good. Speaking of baseball, last night the Nats hung on to win game one of the World Series.
Into left center field, Robles is there, and the Nationals take game one.
So that's courtesy of Fox, and some interesting managerial stuff going on from Davey Martinez in the game last night. And the Nats end up with a one-game lead, and they wrestle away home field advantage. What about this? Yesterday, you had the Blackhawks on the ice, and it looked as if they were going to win the game, and then they had to go to overtime, and then you had to go to a shootout, and then you get this.
So now defenseman Shea Theodore will have the game on his stick for Vegas. If he scores, it's over. Theodore in on Leonard. And Las Vegas Golden Knights win the game in a shootout.
They do win the game. Kirby Dach had his first goal. We will properly celebrate his first goal on tomorrow's show because, you know, there's news and whatnot. The Bulls are getting ready to start the season. They start the season tonight. 5:45 pregame right here as the Bulls take on Charlotte. Lauri Markkanen's got some goals, and they should get Bulls fans excited.
That's what we try and do, start off strong, and I think that's just the pace for the rest of the year. And so we're going one game at a time, but it's really important for us to get these.
Lauri, you haven't played in the postseason yet. Is this the season that the Bulls make the playoffs? Hopefully.
No promises, but that's the goal for sure.
That's the goal, and no promises. Like, don't put me in a trick bag. That's very smart for the young man. Not falling for David. David in there trying to needle him. Get him to get a guarantee on the record. Lauri Markkanen said, no, I'm smarter than that because it's really possible that we don't go to the playoffs. Meanwhile, I don't know if you know this, but the Bears are having had a players-only meeting. As I said on Twitter yesterday, I hope it gets the effect that they want. But ordinarily, historically, those have been a sign of something being really wrong with your locker room. Here's what Taylor Gabriel thinks about it.
Eddie Jackson was saying yesterday that he thought maybe you guys needed a players only meeting to kind of talk things over. Did you have that, or do you have plans to do that?
We definitely have plans to do that because, I mean, this is our team. I feel like this is a player-ran team, and we believe in each other. We're brothers, and like I said, like it hasn't been a lot of finger-pointing, a lot of arguing and things like that. So as long as we come together and know that we can, you know what I mean, come back and just get a win. I feel like a win is what we need right now. That'll be a breath of fresh air.
A win is definitely what the Bears need right now, and I'm not sure that the a players-only meeting is the most effective way, but it might be. Their locker room may work differently than some others that I've seen do that, and it might work, and they could be back on the winning track. I still hold out a little bit of hope that Matt Nagy is smart enough to adapt and change on Sunday, and if he doesn't, and if the Bears lose, Monday is going to... No Cubs press conference is going to save them then. If they don't beat San Diego, no news on the south side or the north side is going to help them out. The Bulls can be what, 3-0 or 2-0 by the time that happens, and then it's still not going
to
matter.
I'm trying to see what kind of news would hinder us from talking about that loss on Monday.
Nothing.
Like what?
It would have to be an act of God, Tony. Like it would,
like a major death.
It would have to be something that we can't even fathom right now if the Bears were to lose on Sunday to San Diego.
If me or Campy dies.
No, not you
still,
two guys.
Are you still talking Bears? Are you ripping the Bears Monday?
Yeah, and I want you, I'll say it right here. If I die, I want you two to rip the Bears on Monday if they lose.
Tony thinks that just because he would die, that we would take the entire 2 hours and do it on Tony.
Yes.
Does Tony even know? Do you even know how I feel about that? I thought for sure I told you that when you were an intern. At the time, it was Herbie running the board, and I've often said, if Herbie drops dead, I want the other person to walk, step over his body, and then get us to break, and then we'll worry about taking care of him after that.
I would make a point, just so Tony's spirit knows, to not even put his ass in the open.
Oh, yeah. Did I say San Diego? Or did you say San Diego? You know what I mean.
I mean, they're not winning. Who cares?
It's the Chargers. Come on. We know it's San Diego, even though, like, they're getting people in Pittsburgh at their home games now in Los Angeles. But whatever. If they lose to the Chargers, I'll just say Chargers. If they lose to the Chargers, it's going to be. And again, if I die, just. The funeral, I mean, come to that afterwards, but tear the Bears apart for me. For me.
While we're tearing up.
Yeah.
Mr. Trubisky.
Just be like, Lawrence would have hated this too. And Skypoint, that's all I need. I'll see you at the crossroads, so you won't be lonely. All right, we need to take a break. When we come back, we are going to talk exclusively about the Cubs hiring David Ross. I want to get the news on it. I want to find out why this happened, why he was the right choice. I'm going to talk with Bruce Levine about that next. We're going to take some of your phone calls later on. Matt Spiegel is going to be on the show. We got you covered. Lawrence Holmes here with you until 2 on the score.
Breaking Cubs news. David Ross is now the new Cubs manager.
Ross cracks one in the air. Deep left field. 100 home runs for David Ross.
I really feel like the luckiest man on earth right now. I don't know what I did to deserve all this.
Congratulations to David Ross, new Cubs manager. Keep listening for more on this huge story on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the Cubs. Breaking news on The Score is powered by Radio.com Sports and brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire.
This is John Feinstein with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by Home Advisor. Find top-rated pros for any home project at HomeAdvisor.com. It's just not easy being Clemson these days. The Tigers are 7-0 and have won 22 games in a row dating to their semifinal loss to Alabama in the 2017 college football playoff. They began this season as the top-ranked team in the country, returning Heisman Trophy candidate quarterback Trevor Lawrence, among others. They've had one close call at North Carolina and have won their last two games by a combined 90-24, all of which has dropped them to fourth in the poll. Here's Clemson's problem. schedule. The best team the Tigers have faced was Texas A&M, week 2, ranked 12th then, unranked now. In fact, Clemson hasn't played a team that's currently ranked, and the only ranked team left on their schedule is Wake Forest at number 25. What this means is simple. An undefeated Clemson team will make the CFP, but if the Tigers trip at all, see ya. I'm John Feinstein.
Combining home and auto with State Farm gets you a whole lot covered for less. But this State Farm radio ad gets you this jam covered for free.
Cover it all.